Ever feel like your emotions are running a marathon while you're stuck in slow motion? Like, one minute you're chillin', the next you're spiraling into an emotional roller coaster faster than a TikTok trend. Yeah, I feel you. We Gen Zers, we're juggling a lot. School, jobs, social media pressure, and let's not forget the existential dread of climate change. It's no wonder our emotions are bouncing around like ping-pong balls in a hurricane. But what if I told you there's a way to actually chill those vibes? Not just mask them with another binge-watch session or an extra shot of caffeine, but genuinely process and release those feelings. It's called meditation, fam. And yeah, before you roll your eyes and think it's all incense sticks and chanting, trust me on this one. Here's the tea. Meditation isn't about emptying your mind like a digital detox from social media. It's more about training your brain to be present, like, really present. To notice those emotions bubbling up without freaking out and trying to shove them back down. Think of it as emotional CPR, bringing awareness to what's happening inside so you can actually deal with it. First off, ditch the idea that meditation is some mystical superpower reserved for monks on mountaintops. You don't need to wear a robe or sit cross-legged in a lotus position unless that's your vibe. Just find a quiet space where you won't be interrupted, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Now, here's the trick. It's not about forcing your mind to be still. Thoughts are gonna pop up like those annoying notifications you can't ignore. That's totally normal. Just acknowledge them without judgment. Like, oh, there's that thought about my upcoming exam, and gently guide your attention back to your breath. It's a mental tug of war, but the more you practice, the better you get at pulling those thoughts back to center stage. Another hack is to visualize your emotions as colors or shapes. Feeling anxious? Maybe it's swirling red energy. Sad? Think of a deep blue cloud. Giving your feelings a visual representation can actually help you process them more effectively. You know that feeling when you spill your guts to your bestie and suddenly feel lighter? Meditation is kinda like that, but for your brain. It gives you space to unpack those emotional baggage bags without judgment. It's self-care on another level, fam. Let me give you a real-world example. Say you had a totally rough day at school. You bombed a test, your crush ignored you, and someone stole your lunch. Seriously, who does that? Feeling overwhelmed? I get it. Instead of spiraling into a Netflix-induced coma, try taking 10 minutes to meditate. Focus on your breath, acknowledge those feelings, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, and let them flow through you like water. Visualize yourself releasing those negative vibes and replacing them with calm, cool energy. You might be surprised how much lighter you feel afterward. Look, life's gonna throw curveballs. There will be days when your emotions are running wild. But with meditation, you can learn to ride those waves instead of drowning in them. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about showing up for yourself and learning to navigate those emotional storms with grace and awareness. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's survival. So, what are you waiting for? Hit that pause button on your doom scrolling, find a quiet corner, and give meditation a shot. You might just discover a superpower within yourself, the power to chill those vibes and own your emotional world. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok about your meditation journey. And if you're feeling inspired, tell a friend about this podcast. Let's spread some self-care love, one mindful moment at a time. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Let's make Self-Care RX the ultimate wellness guide for Gen Z. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.